everybody now. Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Every year, millions of tourists flock to Florida to soak up the sun on the beach or visit one of its many family-friendly destinations. One of the most popular tourist attractions in the Sunshine State is Disney World. Here with some suggestions on how to do Disney right is Elaine LaBalm, a contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Hey, New Girl. Elaine, welcome back.
Happy to be here.
Okay, you're taking us to the land of make-believe, Walt Disney World, from which you recently returned. Now, there's Walt Disneyland or Disneyland in California, in Anaheim, and then there is Walt Disney World in Florida.
Right.
I have been to one. I've been to the Disneyland, which was the original
right.
Walt Disney Fantasyland in California.
Yep.
You've been to both. What is the difference?
Well, you know, it's funny. The difference isn't huge. They do have the two theme parks in California. They've got Disneyland, which has, you know, the Fantasyland and Tomorrowland and the different lands, the classic park. And they also have one in California called California Adventure, which has a lot of, you know, cool roller coasters and things that tie in a little bit more with the state. In Florida, they now have four theme parks. So they've got the Epcot going, also Animal Kingdom, the Hollywood Studios. They have two water parks. They have Downtown Disney that it has a Cirque du Soleil and all kinds of things, House of Blues, live music. So it's a huge operation in Florida. People go for a week and literally they just do a little bit of what you could do at Walt Disney World. It's a much more compact experience. The vibe is the same whether you're at the East Coast or West Coast Disney. You know, they both have a lot to offer. It's a worthwhile trip.
The vibe is the same.
I think so.
Well, there are certain things that they do. For example, they really put an emphasis on keeping the place clean.
You know, I love that you mentioned that because I have been there a number of times over the years, again, both states, but we're talking mostly about Florida, Walt Disney World today, because that's where folks from our area are most likely to go a lot closer. The place is spotless. Always. I mean, those people that you see in like the little white outfits and they've got their little small broom in the dustpan and they're just going around the park and keeping it clean. You know, I say hats off to them. It really is a pleasure. And if you go to theme parks across America, they're not always clean. Whether it's, you know, close by or farther away, it makes a difference.
Now, I have to ask. Is this a family affair or will singles or couples enjoy it as well?
You know, I will say this. When you go to Walt Disney World, you see a lot of multi-generational travel, and there's a really good reason for it. It can be an exhausting day. If you're there with your kids, you are happy to have your parents there as well to help you out. So you do see a lot of multi-generational travel. But surprisingly, I noticed a number of couples on their own. And what I also see that's kind of neat is that once you get into, like, you know, the teens especially, I can see that they've broken off probably from their parents, and they're going around doing their own thing. Things to their type of rides while the parents are probably with younger kids and whatnot. It is almost surprising how well it lands with all kinds of age groups. It has universal appeal.
But do we really want to go during the summer season?
You know, I would say yes. There's a lot of neat programming that happens in the summer that doesn't happen other times of year. You think of the fireworks late at night. You think of the simple fact that they stay open very late at night. And the thing about Disney World, one of the things you have to keep in mind is that it opens early in the morning and it can stay open as late as 11, 12 o'clock at night. You really have to give yourself a break in the middle of the day. I mean, we did this one day where we took a break, one day where we didn't. And I can tell you, no matter how tough you think you are, come 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, if you haven't gone back to your hotel for a nap or a pool, you're just going to want to die. It is hot. There's a lot of people. So it's worth going now because there's a lot of neat stuff that happens in the summer that they put on at the theme park that won't happen other times of the year, but pace yourself. Really important.
Disney World's popularity, of course, seems to be timeless. To what do you attribute their success? We mentioned the cleanliness, family-friendly atmosphere, but why does it continue to be so popular with audiences in the Mid-Atlantic and the Midwest?
Okay, a couple things that come to mind for me, and I think it will be true for a lot of people. I say suspended animation and location. You really are in just a place, a land unto itself when you're there. It's amazing how you will not be thinking about stuff outside of Disney World when you are inside of Disney World. It's an all-consuming, complete experience, all the way to like the little background music that they have going on, whether it's birds chirping or whatever, and you wind up saying to yourself, is it real or is it Disney? And you don't really know, because they create this complete, total, you know, alternate universe. And so that's really neat. And I think that that appeals to people. You do have the ability to unplug. And the other thing with respect to the Florida property is the location. So you're probably a 90-minute drive from either coast when you're at Disney World in Orlando. So you're real close to the ocean or to the beach. And I know so many people who go to Disney World and attach at one end or the other a trip to a Florida beach. So I think that those are certainly things that are going to keep it popular for a long time. Walt Disney was no slouch when he bought that huge piece of land in Central Florida, what, 50, 60 years ago, that was swampy, that nobody wanted. Look at what he's turned it into.
Let's drill down to specifics. Since you believe that there's a smarter way to do a visit to Walt Disney World, does it begin with your approach to the theme parks?
Yeah, it does. And step one is that you want to actually stay on the Disney property, because then what that confers to you is what they call Disney hours, magic hours. So you get to go to certain parks earlier than the general public or stay later in the day than the general public. So that means that on the gonzo rides, whether it's Space Mountain or Splash Mountain, what have you, you'll be, you know, the racetrack at Epcot, you'll be able to get on there quicker. And sometimes you can just go on those rides over and over and over because there's not that many people there early or late in the day. And you always want to do what they call the mountains first at the Magic Kingdom. That's, again, Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain. And you get yourself fast passes so you can get on those rides quickly. They sell out fast. Like I said, you got to take that afternoon nap or spend a little time swimming in your hotel pool. And also consider the fact that betwixt and between, there are a lot of iconic attractions that some people may think, oh, no, that's so old and so done. I don't want to do that. Let me tell you, it's a small world, as a ride never, ever gets old. I will argue that point with anyone. The Pirates of the Caribbean ride, the Haunted Mansion, the Country Bear Jamboree. You could just be doing stuff wall to wall, and it's just all fun.
So a lot of the stuff that you would find at Disney World exists in, at Disneyland exists in Disney
Absolutely.
World.
Yeah.
Now, what do we see at Disney World in the summer that we don't see the rest of the year? Does the park change with the seasons?
Well, certainly more flowers. Like, I think about the May flower show that they do at Epcot every year. Everything is much lusher, much greener in the summer. But the programming, they've got more staff there in the summer, so they do more of these parades during the day, which are really neat. I mean, kids eat them up. A lot of people do. They do the different fireworks exhibits. So, again, the slate of programming during the day and evening is much more complete because they have larger staff, because they have larger crowds.
What surprised you the most about Disney World?
Oh, gosh. I think the fact that you're not going to get jaded going there. It always appeals, no matter how young.
You were surprised at this.
Oh, yes, were you surprised. You know why? Because I took my son to Disney World when he was 3, when he was 6, and now he's on the cusp of being 12 years old. And I thought, oh, he's going to just feel all like he's so over it, and maybe it's going to feel over and done to me. And it just didn't feel that way. I found myself still clamoring for the vendor who had that popsicle that had the Mickey ears on it. So, I spent 30 minutes looking for one, and I found one, and I said to my son, hallelujah, I get to eat this again. You know what? It just goes over.
What's your son's name?
Steve-O.
Steve-O. Steve-O's sitting right here, by the way. In one word, Steve-O, did you have fun at Disney World? One word.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. He couldn't just say yes. He's like his mom.
Yes.
Elaine LaBalma, contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, as always, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.